Well, good morning, friends. Welcome to our brand new series, Coffee Talk. I am CA. I am on iHeartRadio and Eternity Ready Radio. I've got a morning show on Eternity Ready Radio, 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Also, guys, I am your on-air personality on iHeartRadio, and we also have the Morning Brew Christian podcast. I encourage you, if you get a chance, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian podcast. Check that like button for free. Also, if you want to email me, feel free anytime, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Something new I wanted to incorporate in on the Morning Brew Christian podcast, and that is coffee talk. So really, it's just basically random, anything at all that just really wants to be brought up on a discussion. And sometimes I'll do a live feed on this. This is just first time doing it on pre-tape. I am up here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Kind of a cool morning, but I hope you all are doing well today. All right. Well, first off, let me tell you that Annie did make it through surgery okay. She wanted to thank everybody for their prayers and everything. So thank you, guys. She's got a long road to recovery, but she's going to make it, and we thank everybody for your prayers. I want to give a shout-out, and I want to go ahead and give a cheer. Round of applause. And yes, let's give some morning crow to my niece, Candace and Daniel. They got engaged last night. Oh, my goodness, Will. Brother, you are going to wind up having to knock your wall out at your house. So, man, oh man, that family's expanding. He only has two girls, so he'll be all right. But yes, indeed, the family is expanding, and mom and dad's going to do the same as well. I guess we're going to, once we get through these COVID times, I think that probably what's going to happen is we're probably going to have gatherings at picnic areas, most likely, the way things are going. Well, let me ask you this. Have you got your Christmas shopping done, guys? To be honest with you, I haven't finished everything up yet. I'm hoping to get everything all cleared up here in the next few days. You know, a lot of people, they said, well, was it online shopping had increased, which I'm not surprised. I think I've seen more Amazon trucks, more UPS trucks all around. I got to share something funny. It's kind of hilarious in a way. I was out in my travels, and there was this Amazon truck. And this poor man, he was in such a hurry. It was in Arlington. He literally stops in the middle of the street. I don't know why, because these particular homes were actually not too far across. So what he does is he literally stops the Amazon, which is really kind of dangerous. He needs to figure out another way, his Amazon truck. And I guess he puts the thing in park, hits his emergency flashers, comes out with these packages, and he's darting across the street over two lanes to get to these particular individuals' house to drop off their packages. Boy, I'll tell you, anybody works for Amazon, please be careful. Don't do anything that wacky, okay? I know you're probably on a quota and you're probably wanting to get home, but gee whiz. You know, please be careful. But anyway, I'll tell you a little bit about Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk's just talking about things random. And it's just something I want to try to do that's new. We still have coffee and conversations. And we still do our morning show. But this is just something I want to just kind of talk about. Different things. And of course, you know, as Christmas comes upon us, some things kind of hit my mind. One thing I really miss is I miss manger scenes. Now, this was even well before the COVID hit. What in the world has happened to our churches and organizations that used to do these manger scenes? I have yet to see them. I think they fizzled out over a decade ago. It's nice to see the little, you know, you drive by and you look at Christmas lights. I haven't had time to do it this year. And you look at it and you see all these little manger scenes and stuff. I have yet to see them. Yours truly, in fact, me, back at one of my churches that I went to, I dressed up as a shepherd, and I had the opportunity to do a nativity scene play. Also did a live nativity scene at one of the churches I went to, which I've been a part of for a very long time. Those were the good old days. I hope eventually when everybody, life gets back to normal, slowly but surely, that maybe pastor friends out there that know me all across the world would maybe take that in consideration to remind people of the encouragement that of Jesus being born. I don't know why they've stopped doing that. I enjoyed it. Now, I know this year is unusual. They won't be able to, but back then it was nice. They had the camels and everything. So those were the good old days. But times change. I mean, just like, I don't know, I'm probably rambling on, but just like the choirs, that's another thing that's always been a pet peeve of mine. I love choirs. You know, and I hope that, worship directors or, well, music directors, I call them back then. Y'all got to remember, I'm old school. I hope that eventually churches can get back to that. I think it's nice to have a choir up there once things settle down and everything gets taken care of, that we have choirs up there and that they can, because you want God anointing spirit to be all around. You know, you just don't want three or four people up there playing. And I'm not particular picking on churches. Those are nice and everything, but man, oh man, I mean, I wish they'd take it under consideration. Hey, let's have choirs eventually. Let's get the choir back in motion. So I'll tell you, one of the best music directors that I will always have a place in my heart, a very dear friend of mine, I ain't going to give his last name, his name was Roger. That man, I'll tell you what, he was good. In fact, I was going to have him teach my daughter Beth how to play the piano. I really wish I would have had the opportunity to. Roger, one of my dear good friends, he lives out of state. He was the best in the West. And I'm going to tell you something, Roger, if you or Denise listen to this coffee talk this morning. I understand there's people that are replaceable, but nobody replaced you, buddy. Those are very big shoes to fill, and you just knew how to do it. And God was working with you, not saying he's working with other people or wherever it may be. But Roger, I mean, he did it for a long time. And it was nice to see the choir up there and the plays and stuff like that. And so I hope pastor friends all across the world and people that know me can take it under consideration to please get the choirs back in eventually when things settle down. Now I'll get off my high horse. And God bless you, Roger. I thank you for listening. And Denise, like I said, you're very dear friends of mine. You've been friends of mine for a long time. You always got a special place in my heart. So what else can I talk about? Well, I'm seeing a lot of food drives out there going on. And, it's tough times, folks. My heart really bleeds for a lot of people out there in tough times. I've seen a lot of the homeless out there. We'll work for food. That's been going on for a long time about this time of the year. But here lately, I've been seeing it worse and worse. I've been seeing food bank lines just out the wazoodle. My heart really pours for people like that. But just know you're loved and you're appreciated. And we're praying for you. If you can do something to help somebody, please do. Now, what I want to do is I'm going to switch gears for a minute. I've done some singing, but by special request, I had someone email me and said, "See, you did such a wonderful job when you did Coffee and Conversations with Annie. Will you sing a song for us?" I'm going to sing two. So, yes, I am, and I know I said this was going to be talk, and sometimes we will maybe have some music from time to time. So, a cappella, I'm going to take it from stanzas 1 to, and I'm going to do 1 and 4 on this particular one. I'm going to just sing it. It's called Hark the Herald Angels Sing, okay, on a Saturday morning, exclusively and only on Coffee Talk on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconcile. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Amen. Now we're going to take it to stanza 4. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy humble home. Rise the woman's conquered sea, bruise in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness now infants, stamp thine image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate in us thy love. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Amen. That line on stanza four, you don't hear too often. Now I'm going to sing one more for you guys. Oh, come all you faithful. I'm going to do three of them. First, the three and only stanzas. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in acclamation. Oh, sing, all ye bright hosts of heaven above. Glory to God, all glory to the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Final stanza. Ye Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father, now in flesh appearing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. There we go. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm not the best of singers. Give me some of that morning crow this morning. All right. Yes. I know. Okay, thank you, morning crow. Hey, you got to have a little fun. You know when you're singing, even if you can't sing as well as I do, know this. You're touching somebody's heart. And a lot of people say, see, hey, how do you have so much energy? Well, you know, I don't know. It's like I said in my monologue this morning. I just thank God every day for life. And without him, I don't have anything. And if you felt what I felt this morning at Faith Studio One, just overwhelming the Holy Spirit and God just speaking to me. And there's times, I'm not going to lie to you, friends, there's times that I'm down and discouraged. I've had people say, see, hey, where do you find your strength? I find my strength in the Lord. He's my strength. He's my caffeine. Coffee's good, but he's my caffeine. He's my everything. I'm proud to say I love Jesus. I'm proud to be an ambassador for Christ. I'm proud to do what I do because I love people. If we don't love people, if we don't have a heart for people, and there are situations where we're like, oh, so-and-so frustrated me or whatever. You know what? I get it. I've been there. I've done that where I've been frustrated and said, well, I'm not going to talk to them. Yeah. Let me tell you something before we get ready to close here in a little bit on this short segment. I sat on a pew for a very long time. I'm not proud to say it, but I'll come clean and tell you. You see, I didn't listen to God a lot of times in my life. Even a minister and sitting on a pew and not doing much. Oh, I've done children's church directing, been a children's church director, been part of a youth group minister and helping my folks with that, and bus ministry work with Dad, and being a Sunday school teacher. But I just got burnt out a little bit. To be honest with you, I got kind of burnt out during that time, and I let God down. And if we as Christians let God down, if you let Him down so much, it's like getting saved. He'll eventually, if you're not saved, you back off a lot, He's going to leave you alone. I've had opportunities to where I've had chances to tell people about Jesus, and one of them was my mom and dad's neighbor across the street that had died instantly. Never got to tell him about Jesus. I literally kicked myself. We'd always talk. His name was Danny. He was a diabetic, and he died in his sleep, sadly, at his house. And all those missed opportunities. Oh, yeah, guilt hits you. Sure it does. If I'm an ambassador for Christ, I want to go in full-fledged. With 2021 being a couple of weeks away and things looking a little better, the tide's turning, will you be like me, kind of in a way? You don't have to do exactly what I do, but I mean, will you be like me in the fact of knowing, hey, I'm going to arise and I'm going to tell people about Jesus? If you tell one person about Jesus a little bit, it's kind of like feeding the birds with the bird feeder. If you tell them about Jesus, it's going to domino effect, and it's going to encourage someone else and someone else. You know, Scripture reminds us there's not going to be very many people that make it to heaven. I've got things to answer to as much as you all do. But I know I'm forgiven. And I can rest assured knowing that my name's on the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, we're human. We're going to make a mistake. We always say, well, we're going to start off 2021, for instance. I'm going to lose weight and yada, yada, yada. And it's kind of funny. You know, people say, I'm going to lose weight and all this. And how many of us stick to our New Year's resolutions? Think about it. And we'll talk about that on another day. How many? I can tell you I don't. I mean, first couple of weeks, I've already broke my New Year's resolution. I don't even think about New Year's resolutions anymore. If you do, that's great. But I've gave that up a long time ago. I just want to live life to its fullest and be an ambassador for Christ and reach people. I've been very blessed this year. A lot of people have hopped on my network, and they've been happy with the Bible teaching. I never dreamed I'd ever really finish up Revelations. That was a challenge. I'm not going to lie to you. But you know what? God was there all the way. And regardless of what Satan did, he took care of me. And even during our times. So don't give up on God, because God didn't give up on you. And be obedient and listen to Him, because you really need to listen to God. We all do. It's important. And I guarantee your life's going to be a lot better by giving it to Him. So during this Christmas time, during this time of uncertainty and what's going to happen next, He's got better days ahead of you. Oh, it's easy for you to say CA. No, it really isn't, because there is better days ahead if you let Him give it to you. So let's lead off in a prayer. Again, thank you guys for the short segment of Coffee Talk. I'll try to do one once a week, Coffee Talk with CA. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. We love You. God, without You, we just don't know what our lives would be. We thank You so much for all You do. Let us have a great Saturday, and forgive us of all of our sins, and be with us, for we ask in Your precious name. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up on my inaugural segment of Coffee Talk with CA. I'm CA, your on-air personality on iHeartRadio and also Eternity Ready Radio. You can catch me on there. Go out and live for Christ. Be a warrior for Christ. Stay strong and remember that God has you. We'll catch you next time. Y'all have a great day. Bye for now.